You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to help you plan that unbelievable travel experience. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
When you think of cutting-edge technology, the Pope might not be the first person who comes to mind. But Pope Francis, yep, the head of the Catholic Church, has gotten really into tech the past few years. He's got more Twitter followers than Beyonce. He's held meetings with Mark Zuckerberg and Tim Cook. He's even organized a tech competition and a hackathon for social causes at the Vatican. And now the Catholic Church has designed a new wearable device that's meant to encourage prayer. It's called the e-Rosary. Picture a Fitbit, but with beads and a cross that syncs to an app on your smartphone. On today's episode, we're going to investigate this unusual spiritual gadget and ask, can tech like this deepen people's faith? And is this a deviation from how the church has traditionally viewed technology? This is Reset, and I'm Sigal Samuel. Okay, so the Reset team was actually able to get one of these e-rosary bracelets shipped over from Italy. Reset's intrepid host Ariel embarked on an elaborate nerd quest to track one down for this show. But since neither she nor I is a devout Catholic, we had to find someone who could test drive the e-rosary for us.
My name is Adriana. I'm 26 years old. I was born and raised Catholic, and I grew up in Mexico, and I moved to Texas when I was 14, and then I moved to New York a year and a half ago. I recently got offered a position with the Archdiocese of New York in their Catholic Center, and I'm working with the development department.
So we gave Adriana the e-rosary to use over a weekend and had her record an audio diary describing her experience.
All right. Hi, everyone. I just received the e-rosary bracelet. So looking at the box, I'm going to open it right now. Let's see. The bracelet has like the 10 beads of the rosary, and then the sensor part is the cross. And it's so light. Like, the beads are a little bit chunky. At first impression, when I saw it, I was like, oh, that's kind of boyish because they're like big black beads. And like, the cross is this like dark gray metal. So I'm really hoping that in the future, when this keeps going, that they come up with like a more feminine version. Like, I am all for rose gold. That's my two cents on that. And I can literally just like slide it into my wrist very easily. In the box, there is a USB cord, the charger, which is just like a stand for you to hang the bracelet and have it charge overnight when you're not wearing it. And I went ahead and downloaded the e-rosary application. The app itself has different methods of praying the rosary. It's Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee, blessed art thou amongst women. One of the things that I like about this bracelet is that to activate the prayer, all you have to do is hold it in your hand and do the sign of the cross on you, like forehead, chest, left shoulder, right shoulder. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and in the hour of our death. Amen. So it's daily prayers, the Pope's prayer intentions, and that the Pope's prayer intentions, it's listed by month. For example, if you click on March 2020, it has as the first one, Catholics in China. So we pray that the church in China may persevere in its faithfulness to the gospel and grow in unity. And then the next tab at the bottom is like the health tab. So it counts your steps, your calories. It says that I took like 1,000 steps already, which is pretty nice considering that I've just been in my apartment. The last tab has the profile, and that's where you can set up reminders to pray throughout the day.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses.
I like having it on. Like, I like looking down throughout my day and like seeing it on my wrist because it reminds me.
Like, I put it on for a reason, and that reason is to pray the rosary every day. So, like, it actually happened yesterday. Like, I went the whole day, and I kept thinking, like, oh, I need to pray it. I need to pray it. And I was just, like, you know, procrastinating, and then, like, I decided to watch a movie instead of praying it. So it does have a way of, like, making you feel guilty. At least for me personally, I felt guilty coming into the end of my day and taking it off to charge it and, like, realizing that I had gone an entire day with this constant reminder on my wrist to pray. And that I actively chose not to pray. Like, it's not like I forgot, you know? Call it Catholic guilt or whatever, but, I mean, it works.
After Adriana was done testing the e-rosary, I gave her a call to follow up. So I wonder, now that you've used the e-rosary for a few days, do you feel like this device brought you closer to God or closer to your faith?
I wouldn't necessarily say that it brought me closer to my faith. But it does allow me to incorporate this very significant prayer that I wasn't consistent with before in a way that I can incorporate it more consistently into my life.
The new e-rosary is really meant to be geared towards young people. There's actually this quote that I really like. As Vatican News put it, they said it's, quote, aimed at the peripheral frontiers of the digital world where the young people dwell. That's you, Adriana. Generally speaking, do you think that the e-rosary will help young Catholics like you to be more engaged with the church and with their faith?
I think it can happen. I think a lot of it has to come like intrinsically. Like, it has to be a desire that you have to seek ways that help you get closer to the church, because that is a genuine desire that you have. Like, if I didn't have a desire to want to pray the rosary every day, I could put on this bracelet on every morning and take it off every night and like without praying in between and not care about it because, hey, at least it's tracking my steps, so it's doing something. But if it's your goal to pray more, to have something that helps you pray more often, and kind of like keep track of how many rosaries you've said in the past week, like, it's something that definitely helps you.
Coming up after the break, the e-rosary might not be for everyone, but its combination of physical and spiritual fitness makes more sense than you might think. The Catholic Church actually has a long history of technological innovation.
Support for this podcast comes from Smartwater. Life moves pretty fast. Are you drinking water that can keep up? Smartwater Alkaline has everything you need to stay hydrated, no matter where your day takes you. Whether you're pitching a tent or your next big idea, Smartwater Alkaline can help you perform your best. It delivers a pure, crisp taste that makes it the perfect chaser after a big workout. Elevate how you hydrate and pick up a Smartwater Alkaline today. To learn more, visit drinksmartwater.com.
Listen, I'm 24 and I still live at home. Like, what? For sure. Are you kidding me? My man and I, we attempted to move out.
Yeah, that'll be $1,600 for a studio apartment, not including groceries, not including...
Last fall, the National Association of Realtors released data showing that housing affordability had fallen to its lowest point since the 1980s for reasons of economy, American.
There just aren't a lot of home sales going on. And there's really kind of a standoff right now between buyers and sellers.
That standoff leads to another kind of standoff.
It's always fun being 40-something years old and having to live with your parents again. And I know it's all my fault.
Sir, I don't know your life, but on Today Explained, a two-part series on how it might not be your fault. Our housing reality bites and the American dream is in your childhood bedroom. Series sponsored by Mint Mobile. Today Explained, in your feed every weekday.
And I'll tell my mom, Mom, I'm going to the bathroom, I'll be back. If I'm not out in like 3 minutes, dog, she's like knocking on the door going, everything okay in there? Yeah, Mom, everything's cool, dog.
To help make sense of the e-rosary in the broader context of the Catholic Church, I called up Brian Green. He is director of tech ethics at Santa Clara University, and he's also a Catholic.
To me, as a person who's interested in religion and technology, the idea of being able to combine older types of traditions with something very, very new is exciting. There's something exciting about that. At the same time, I look at that and I say, I don't really think that's for me.
I'm also curious about how we can see this fitting into the Vatican's broader agenda under Pope Francis specifically, because I know he's been very interested in the tech sector in the past few years. Wondering if you can talk a bit about some ways that he's shown that interest and tell me a bit why you think the Pope is so into tech these days.
So I think Pope Francis is aware of the fact that technology is one of the primary forces in the world right now. And he's also very aware that technology can be used for both good and bad purposes. So, for example, he has multiple organizations within the Vatican, multiple departments, so to speak, that are working on artificial intelligence and the ethics around artificial intelligence and how AI is relevant to the Catholic Church and how it's relevant to human life, because there's a huge potential there for AI to help people. And at the same time, there's also a potential for abuse. The idea that AI is going to take away jobs and concentrate power very much in a few companies that have the ability to provide that AI. So I think he's very aware of the moral issues that are surrounding that. And of course, they go far beyond that. They go all the way to lethal autonomous weapon systems and all those other sorts of things. I think that the e-rosary, on the other hand, is a very optimistic perspective of what technology might be able to do for people. We have these frightening uses of technology or these frightening side effects from technology. And we really could be promoting at the same time much more spiritual uses of technology. So I think this experimentation with the e-rosary is something that is not only an experiment to see what can this actually do within the church, but also something of a signpost, right? This is a direction that we could go in. Wouldn't it be interesting if we tried harder to follow this path and see what the positive spiritual uses are of technology, and also what sort of good and ethical uses of technology are out there that we might not yet be aware of?
Yeah, I want to probe some of the sources of discomfort around this device. It's sort of like a strange hybrid in a sense. You know, someone might also have concerns that maybe having the same device that tracks your calories also be tracking your prayers, like that might be kind of distracting or change your sort of user experience, if you will, as a Catholic a bit.
It's a mixing of pieces of culture, right? And one of the things that people very often don't like is mixing these things together that don't seem to go together, right? So and you can look at this in the Bible going all the way back to the Old Testament, right? There are passages that say don't mix certain types of fabric with each other, or yep, don't do these other sorts of mixing. At the same time, Catholicism is kind of an interesting religion because it's always been interested in taking ideas that it sees in the world and combining with them with each other in new ways. So clocks, for example, clocks were not integrated into Eastern Christianity. Eastern Christianity saw clocks as being something profane. They didn't belong in a sacred environment because fundamentally they were keeping track of time, something that was fundamental to this earth, but not something that was relevant to eternity. Whereas differently, Western Christianity saw the clock and saw something. This is to remind us of our days, of our limitations of time, that we're finite. And this is something that you can put justifiably on the front of a church, because it makes sense to remind yourself of your finitude and your inadequacy in a very fundamental sense before eternity. And so these sorts of technological objects can be considered very profane in some ways and very sacred in others. And because of that dichotomy or that polarization between the sacred and the profane, I think that's one of the reasons that it can really raise a strong reaction from various people.
But in a sense, like the rosary, the traditional analog rosary, if you will, it's always been sort of a tracking technology in its own right, because people have been using prayer beads for centuries and centuries to keep track of their prayers. So in a sense, it feels like maybe an e-rosary isn't all that different. It's just kind of a new tracking technology.
So that's interesting. And I think that you definitely have a point there. The whole point of the beads and having them numbered as they are is that you can follow along and make sure that you're keeping track of your prayers. And so in this case, if you look at the e-rosary, it's just taking what's already there and taking it to the next level, making it electronic, tracking it on a computer. On the other hand, it's a different sort of tracking, right? When a person is praying the rosary and holding an individual bead, that's there for their own sake, right? It's not being tracked. It's not being recorded. Mm. It's a kind of a direct relationship between them and God, right?
Mm-hmm.
And putting this piece of technology in between the two of them, this piece of electronics in the form of the smartphone and the app, it's a question of whether it's getting in the way, right? Is this something that really needs to be there? Or is it just an extra that's superfluous and getting in the way of the relationship between the individual and God?
One thing that strikes me that's interesting about this e-rosary is that, you know, it tracks physical fitness, so how many steps you walk, how many calories you burned, as well as what you might call spiritual fitness. You know, it reminds you to pray regularly and so on. Can you talk a bit about this notion of spiritual fitness within Catholicism broadly, like this notion that, you know, you might have some sort of almost exercise or health component for your soul, just like you have for your body?
That's actually, I think, one of the more interesting things about the e-rosary is that it highlights this connection between spiritual fitness and physical fitness that has a very long history in the Catholic Church. For example, when pilgrims were walking to shrines, this idea of walking and integrating that physical activity along with prayer is something that goes very, very far back, centuries, if not millennia.
It's interesting that it's sort of, you know, you're saying it harkens back to this history within the Catholic Church of the soul and the body kind of exercising together, but also the fact that it's allowing you to have this sort of mobile prayer experience is really maybe well attuned to our modern times where people are just constantly on the go, like driving to pick up their kids or, you know, running to work or whatever. And, you know, maybe they don't have time to sit quietly in their room for half an hour and do this, but they might be able to sort of do it for a little bit while they're already on the go.
Yes, I think that is an interesting aspect of it also. The idea that if you can't find the time, so if you have to cut off what you're praying at a certain period of time, then it'll at least remember where you were, right? So you can hopefully pick up at that point. However, at the same time, this might be diminishing the quality of the prayer, right? Because it's breaking it up into smaller pieces or fragmenting it or integrating it with other distractions. So I think it's a genuine question as to whether this is the same sort of prayer. Ultimately, it's a little bit different. It's been changed.
So, Brian, my last question for you is, you sound generally pretty optimistic about experimentation like the e-rosary. So would you consider wearing one?
I would be willing to do that. I'm not sure I'd be willing to pay $100 plus for it.
That's fair.
But yeah, I think there's still a question there. Is the technology helping you? Is it assisting the spiritual life, or is it getting in the way? And I think I could easily see how that could vary between different people and different cultural contexts. So once again, I think that's why it's worth conducting the experiment, right? And in a certain sense, every new technological product that comes out that tries to get people to buy it is running an experiment. And so this experiment is, will people like this idea? And if it doesn't work out, then you can change it or try something else.
Brian Green is the director of tech ethics at Santa Clara University. This is Reset, and I'm Sigal Samuel. If you want to follow me on Twitter, you can find me at Sigal Samuel. You can also reach the Reset team by emailing reset@vox.com. We publish episodes 3 times a week on Tuesdays, Thursdays, and Sundays. So if you haven't already, come on, subscribe to the pod. You can find us on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, or in your favorite podcast app. And if you like what you hear, rate and review us on Apple Podcasts. It really helps. Skylar Swenson, Will Reed, and Anthony Green produce the show. Our engineer is Eric Gomez. Golda Arthur is our executive producer. Daniel Marcus is our intern. Liz Kelly Nelson is the editorial director of Vox Podcasts. And the mysterious Breakmaster Cylinder composed our theme music. Reset is produced in association with Stitcher. And we're part of the Vox Media Podcast Network. Ariel is back next week. Yay! Stay tuned. And for now, later, nerds.
Support for this podcast comes from Smartwater. Want to get a little more from every sip? Smartwater Alkaline doesn't just taste crisp and pure. It's loaded with everything you need to perform at your best, whether you're running marathons or boardroom meetings. Elevate how you hydrate and pick up a Smartwater Alkaline today. To learn more, visit drinksmartwater.com.